Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, September 26th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored today by Hit the Island. Leading off today, as it rolls out its crackdown on password sharing, Disney Plus has officially launched a new paid account sharing program in the United States and additional markets. This means you can officially no longer share your Disney Plus account with someone outside of your household, unless you pay extra to add that person to your subscription. In the United States, Disney says adding an extra member to a Disney Plus basic subscription costs an additional $7 per month. You can add an extra member to a Disney Plus premium subscription for $10 per month. Disney also notes that only one extra member slot is available per account. The extra member option is also unavailable for Disney Bundle subscriptions or subscribers who pay through a third-party partner like Apple. If you, as the primary account holder, are traveling, Disney Plus says you will still be able to access your subscription with a one-time passcode. The primary account holder can also transfer an eligible profile to their own Disney Plus account or to an extra member profile to ensure the other person keeps their Disney Plus watch history and other settings. Disney Plus's crackdown on password sharing follows Netflix's successful implementation. Disney says that it will analyze the use of your account to ensure that your subscription is only being used in one household. While it hasn't shared technical details, Netflix uses things such as addresses, account activity, and device IDs to monitor account usage. The ability to add an extra member to a Disney Plus account is available now in the United States, Canada, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Europe, and the Asia Pacific region. In other news today, Apple just held its special event to unveil the iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Pro, but there's still more to come this fall. Apple is set to unveil new M4-powered Macs and updates to the iPad as soon as October, but the question is, will it hold another special event to do so? Well, here's what history suggests. Historically, Apple has held events in October multiple times. In 2023, it unveiled a new MacBook Pro and a new iMac. In 2021, it held an event introducing the 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pro. In 2020, it announced the iPhone 12 and the HomePod Mini in October. In 2018, it announced a new iPad Pro, MacBook Air, and Mac Mini. And in 2016, it unveiled the next-generation MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. So Apple doesn't always hold an event in October, but when it does, it's typically focused on the Mac, and Apple has a lot of Mac announcements to make. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has also hinted that Apple plans to hold another event in October. One rumor has suggested that the first M4 Macs will begin shipping to customers sometime in November. This means that Apple's October event could be held toward the end of the month, similar to what we saw last year with the October 30th Scary Fast event. We're expecting the first M4 Macs to include the M4 MacBook Pro, a completely redesigned M4 Mac Mini, and a new M4 24-inch iMac. We're also expecting updates to the iPad Mini and the entry-level iPad, and of course the announcement and launch of iOS 18.1 and macOS Sequoia 15.1. We are sponsored this week by Hit the Island. Download Hit the Island at the link in the show notes and start playing for free. Hit the Island is as simple as it sounds. Just hit your dynamic island on your iPhone with the ball and score points. But the catch is that the ball speeds up, gets closer, the paddle shrinks, and so much more. Hit the Island also offers different levels of progression, special modes, power-ups, and an arcade mode for when you just want to play. It gets better and more fun with every update it gets, and you can check out Hit the Island at the link in the show notes below to start playing today for free. My thanks to Hit the Island from Fun Media for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Running out today with this month's release of iOS 18, AirPods Pro just got a lot better. Apple has added new gestures, improvements to gaming support, and more. With iOS 18, AirPods Pro 2 and AirPods 4 users can now interact with Siri and incoming notifications by nodding their heads up or down, or left and right. You can accept a call or reply to notifications and messages by nodding your head up or down, or decline a call or dismiss notifications and messages by shaking your head side to side. To use head gestures to interact with Siri, you'll need to make sure Announce Calls and Announce Notifications are enabled in Settings. Then you can use those head gesture options. Voice isolation is a new feature for AirPods users that helps ensure the caller's voice is heard in loud or windy environments. Powered by machine learning and the H2 chip inside, Apple says this feature isolates and enhances voice quality while removing significant background noise for the listener. Voice isolation has been a feature for the microphones on iPhone, iPad, and Mac for several years, but this year it's supported directly on AirPods Pro 2 and AirPods 4. To access it while on a call, swipe down from the top of your screen to access Control Center, tap on the Controls button at the top of the interface, then tap on Voice Isolation. iOS 18 also brings personalized spatial audio with dynamic head tracking to gaming for the first time. There's also improved voice quality, including 16-bit 48 kHz audio for chatting with teammates while gaming on AirPods Pro 2, and improvements to latency. iOS 18 also brings more granularity to the adaptive audio feature on AirPods Pro 2 and AirPods 4. Adaptive mode blends active noise cancellation and transparency mode together to control the level of noise you hear in your headphones based on the changing noise conditions in your environment. In the Settings app, you can find the adaptive audio option, then move the slider left or right to change how much noise is allowed through. And there are also multiple other new AirPods Pro features coming soon, including a new hearing test feature to let users quickly test their hearing with just their AirPods Pro and an iPhone, and a new over-the-counter hearing aid capability for users with mild to moderate hearing loss. Apple has received FDA authorization for the hearing aid feature, and it expects to launch both the hearing aid and hearing test features sometime soon in more than 100 countries and regions. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.